There's really not. We all get started on the same level. We all come from the same place. Born in sin, shapen in iniquity. Now, listen. It's not that, you can get dogmatic about certain things, about life and all these things, but it's like me and Jim was talking about yesterday. We all live in permissive will. All of us live in the permissive will of God. God never intended for us, number one, to come by sex. Number two, He never intended us to get old. All right? He never intended for us to sin. And that Genesis 1:26, man never did sin. So we got to look to that image. And we were talking about, you know, some people are real dogmatic about this flesh right here is what's going to be redeemed. Well, that's correct. But my flesh at 20 years old and your flesh at 20 years old had earrings in it. Some of you had tattoos. Do you understand what I'm saying? So let's don't be so dogmatic that we got to go back to that exact 20-year-old body that we lived in when we were 20 years old. Because if you do, you're in trouble, some of you. We had long hair, guys, girls. June's hair was as short as mine when she was 20 years old. So we're not going back to that. We're going back to the image of that Genesis 1:26 man. Because when God took a picture of you before the foundation of the world at 20 years old, like the prophet said, He didn't take a picture of you at 20 years old right here. If He would, you'd have had short hair, you'd have had tattoos, you'd have had earrings, you'd have had, you know, they got piercings everywhere now. But was that what God saw? There's no way you could see that. So Brother Brown said, you are being built into the image of the one that's inside of you. That picture, Brother, that picture that God took of you that Brother Brown saw, told us about, that God saw come straight from His mind, which was perfect. So, Brother Brown, you could say, Brother Brown says, well, not exactly the same gases. Well, you know what? It's like Brother Hansa said one time, and I don't know how I'm going to get into this, but there's more of you in a septic tank than there is standing up right here. My flesh, when I take a shower, it's proven every 7 years your body goes through a change. Your skin cells come off of you and go into the toilet, into the sewer and out into the water, out into the ground. Now, is all that going to collect back? And let's don't be so dogmatic. Let's don't be so dogmatic about that. That boy, this right here is, no, the Bible says flesh and blood will not enter into the kingdom of heaven, right? 16 elements of the earth, absolutely. I'm going to look the way I look. But remember what Brother Brown said. Brother Brown said God took this one and bred them to this one. This one to this one. This one to this one. This one to this one to get you here. Why? Because He saw you before the foundation of the world. He knew what your genetic makeup was going to be. So he had the picture. So He put this one together to make Bob Black look the way Bob Black is. And He comes right down. Here He is on the earth. To make His choice. But let's don't be so dogmatic when somebody, you know, says, well, it's not exactly this body, or somebody says, well, it's got to be this exact body. Well, if you're standing here for the change, this body's going to be changed. Now, I promise you one thing. Sister's not going to have holes in your ears. So what is it? It is a new body. But it's this body made new, not throwing this body away and picking up a new one. There's no way. Because this is redeemed right here. This is the redemption part. Genesis 1:26, man don't need to be redeemed. He never needed redemption. He always was eternal. He never was born on a certain day. He never did sin. But we did in this body, this flesh, this is what needs redemption. Now, He's going to redeem me back to the 20-year-old I was? No, He's going to redeem me back to the 20-year-old He saw that I was.
So, did God take a picture of what we will be when we are changed?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, really the picture, listen, the picture is that, it's what I've been trying to preach to you about that Genesis 1 man. If you ever see that, you're going to see full redemption. Because that Genesis 1:26 man never changed. It come genetically from the mind of God. And the DNA of God is exactly that Genesis 1:26 man. What God had in His mind, it will not ever change. How can God change His mind? So when He said, I will create man in my image, He created that 20-year-old. Well, that's good. You want to share it? Share it while it's fresh.
Well, I just saw what Brother Dale says. God is the, you know, He's the man. I mean,
Mm-hmm. It's a person. And remember, God's attributes are male and female.
When you said he was made in the
image.
Image.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So that meant God.
That's right.
Right.
God's always been a human. God's always been young. God's not some gray-headed like the world thinks that God's some gray-headed. I don't want a God like that. If he's going to change me back, I want him to be young. You see, that's why Mary Magdalene didn't know Jesus in the garden. Mary Magdalene had never seen Jesus at 20 years old. That's why Mary looked and said, "What have you done with my Lord?" Well, she thought he was just a little old gardener, a little 20-year-old guy. Why do you think the disciples had a problem believing who he was? He didn't say, "Look at my face." He said, "Look at my hands and my feet." That was to show them, hey, listen, we may get off. Let's get off on this for just a second. He appears to Peter. Peter was his right-hand man. He said, "Peter, you got the keys of the kingdom." Right? Then he tell him, he said, "Whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. Whatever you loose, I'll loose in heaven." Peter sees Jesus after the resurrection. And read your Bible. Peter gets up and goes fishing. Read your Bible. Doesn't he? Peter gets up and goes fishing. Did he really believe who that was? If he really believed that that man had been there, raised from the dead, and now was standing among them, I'd be around that man so much, you couldn't keep me away from him. Peter didn't have a revelation because he wasn't looking at the Jesus he knew. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? Because Jesus was 20 years old. He wasn't an old man. He wasn't 33. He didn't look 50. He was a young man. God was young. When God walked through the garden with Adam and Eve, here's Adam and Eve standing in their perfection, and here's God going, "Good to see y'all this morning. Y'all had a good day?" No, he was down there rejoicing with them. Adam could look at God and look at himself and said, "Hey, I was made in that man's image." I don't believe Adam was a 40-year-old man. I believe he's a 20-year-old man. Why did Brother Brown pick 20? Prime of life. All right, that's your prime of life. And if you're not born again, that's the whole thing. When Brother Brown says when a sinner dies, he resurrects in the body he sinned in. Right? Now, wait a minute. We sinned in this body. What's the difference in me and them? What's the difference in you and the sinner? You had a change from the inside. That Genesis 1:26 man came and connected with you. That's why you're molded into that image. Everybody get that? You're molded into that Genesis 1 image. Like June and I were talking, and you know, I was going out on the internet, but you don't want to preach it, but you are actually two people. You're the person your mom and daddy brought here. And if you're born again, you have the person of Almighty God in your soul. Brother Bramble said it's you and him together as persons. Right? Because remember, this is my eye. God gave it to me. So this is my new birth. When God gives me the new birth, it's mine. Because God's not an ending giver. He's not going to take it back. But what's happening is, now am I going to be changed to a 50-year-old man? No, there's one inside of me that's 20 years old. And it's not up yonder somewhere. My theophany's not waiting up yonder. It's waiting right here. Amen. Everybody believe that? We believe that in this church. The theophany's right here. It ain't over yonder. It ain't. Brother Brown says 20 feet from you, but what is he talking about? Dimension. Dimensional change. But that Genesis 1:26 man that came to me at my new birth, it's a 20-year-old man. That's why I tell old people, and they look at me, and they look at me kind of funny, Danny. I say, "You're younger than I am." Because he or she is heading toward that new body. And if I live on, the world doesn't come to an end. If I live on, I'm going to get older and then head toward that new body. But a lot of the people that are, in their 80s and 90s, I'll tell them, I say, "You're younger than I am." Because it's inside. It got trapped. Brother Brown said, we were trapped into this. What? We were trapped into this. Everybody understand that? We were trapped in this. This is the trap, is that we came by sex. And then we have to die and go by the grave. Sure, we don't have to. You understand what I mean? We take a body change here. But for most of the ones that have went on, I believe in an empty grave. I believe the graves are going to be empty, because if Jesus had an empty tomb, If you go by the grave, you're going to have an empty tomb. But listen, it's not going to be like the world shows mounds of dirt coming up. Jesus proved in a glorified body he could walk through a wall. So there's people; those people are going to be changed. Brother Branham's going to come up out of that grave, and there's not going to be a mark left. It's not going to be any dirt have to be moved. My Lord, why? He has become what the Creator has said he was going to be. That's what we got to start believing in. Whether death takes us or whether sorrow, sickness, whatever we got, what's inside of us is eternal. That's why Brother Branham said the new birth is the most important thing in the world. Not just having a good feeling, not just having a good, you know, good atmosphere. No, get born again. Get to where God is your desire. And that's your desire, is to serve Him. And your desire, right, your desire is to the Word. The Word of God, because what? That's what this right here doesn't feed off of this. We have to make this come under subjection. That's why we're talking about the stature of a perfect man. Once we get born again, we're still fighting this old nature that mom and daddy brought our body into the world. We got a fallen nature. We got a fallen nature. So even when we get born again, it's like that capsule I was telling you about. God is encapsulated in your body if you're born again. And he's trying to get out. Well, now he's not going to get out as a 50-year-old. He's that 20-year-old that God saw before the foundation of the world. He saw it perfect. And that's what God's looking at. Remember, God can't see us. He sees the blood covering. He hears our voice. Because Brother Brown said if he saw you for 1 second, he'd have to kill you. Why? Because this right here can't inherit the kingdom of heaven. As I'm standing here today, this can't inherit. This won't go in another dimension. I have to be changed. Because that Genesis 1 came from another dimension. And if it came from another dimension, it can go back to another dimension. That's why Jesus said, I come from God, and I can go back to God. Because I came out of that dimension into this dimension, and now I can take this dimension, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up the glorified body. This is being changed. It has to be changed. I do not believe in getting a new one, as some people say, this thrown away, and then appears a new body. No, I'm connected to this thing right here. But let's don't be so dogmatic that it's going to be this body when it was 20 years old. There's no way. Does everybody understand that? There's no way that can happen. Because Brother Brown said not exactly the same gases. Because if you die, gases are released. Like I said, most of you is in the septic tank right now. So God can gather all that back up, but that's just natural living. That's just life and the things that we do of this flesh. You know, having relations with your wife and your husband, that's, you know, it's permitted by God. And except, you know, God tells you the bed's undefiled, so don't worry about that. But we must keep this thing right here under subjection to the things of the world. Okay? We live in the world, but not of the world. That's right. Sister Trudy's correct, and that was my next point. It's got to come from, but you got to take it from that mental concept. That's what this is. This is, you got to get it mental first. Mental concept down to a spiritual revelation. Because this can never live it. Remember, Satan chose this. God chose this. Right? Why? But, and it's not your heart that's beating and thumping. No, it's the heart of you, that Genesis 1 man I'm trying to tell you about. Because if you don't get that man changed first, don't worry about what we're going to talk about, the statue of a perfect man. You get that man inside. You get that soul burn out the things of the world and get God inside there and then let him do the work. Do you have your hand up?
Yeah. Yeah, people say you get a new body. Jesus.
Right.
So you're not.
That's right.
Not a lot of people.
Right. Yeah, I can get a brand new one. No. Nope, there's not. And I got a quote, but didn't bring it with me. Brother Brown said, I'll raise in the body I lived in. That's good enough for me. Well, what's good enough for me is that Jesus rose. Now, remember, it wasn't the 33-year-old looking body he came out of the ground with. You understand what I'm saying? It was 20. So So it wasn't the same body. You see what terminology will get you? You say, well, it was exactly the same. Well, no, it didn't look like 33-year-old with the, look at what he went through. Yeah. Look what he went through at the cross. The beating, they pulled his beard out. Now listen, that didn't come out of the grave. That was changed. His face would have been bleeding. He'd had bruises all over his body. The only thing he had was those sign of redemption. He paid the price. He had died. He had rose. He had paid the price. But that body had been changed back to a 20-year-old. You know what? If Adam would have been standing there in the garden that day, he would have said, "Hey, Daddy." That okay? He would have said, "Hey, Daddy." Because he knew that man at 20 years old. God's theophany doesn't change. He stays the same all the way down through. I'm telling you, God don't have a gray beard and need a walking stick. He's not that way. I'm not going back to that. Everybody understand that? Say amen. Mr. Barber. That's correct. Yeah, focus. Yeah. Really? Sure. That's right. Absolutely. Good point. That's correct. Yep. That's right. That's my next point. Your body's going to match what that Genesis 1:26 person is. See, I'm telling you, you listen to a Holy Ghost filled woman, sometimes she's better than most preachers in the Message. And I say that to all you that are listening. That was well said, sister. Absolutely. But read what the prophet says. You're being molded into the image that you are. Are. Because God's ever present. He saw you before the foundation of the world. He's not going to see you any different now. And like Sister Barbara said, now ask Gary Adkins. Now his wife died and Margaret was in her 30s. And that, am I okay with it? She was in her 30s. Close to it. She had to be 30. Margaret, Mama? Most of you knew Margaret. Well, now, Gary... Sorry? Rebecca? She was right at 40. All right, now, Gary had a question about did she make it or not. Remember? Rebecca knows. And she don't mind me telling. So, Gary has a dream. He said, "God, I want to know. Is she okay? Did she make it?" Because Margaret was just a real quiet, unassuming, just really meek and mild, you know, and all that. And Gary wanted to know. Well, he had a dream. And as far as I know, let me get part of it right. She was like on a balcony. He was climbing up a ladder. And he looks over the ladder and he sees her. Well, now he knew her at 20 years old. He said that's what he saw. He didn't see the 40-year-old that went in the ground. He saw that 20-year-old girl that he knew when they were young. So see, if God shows you something, he can't make it different. You know, you say, "Well, I had a dream and I saw my grandpa and he looked like my grandpa." Well, okie dokie then. I ain't saying no more about that. But God's got to be scriptural. If you want to know about something and he gives you the desire of your heart, and if you have a dream about somebody that's passed on, they got to be in that 20-year-old body. They got to be in that form of the image that God saw them, because that's where they're at. Remember, Brother Branham went in the sixth dimension. He had all of his hair. Well, now, wait a minute. He didn't have his hair laying on the bed. You see how this is something that it may play with some of you new people's mind, but some of you older people, we ought to start realizing that God's preserved this thing, and he's preserved you. That's what I said about the pickling process the other day. You once were the cucumber, but once you got pickled, you can't go back to be a cucumber, but you look just like a cucumber. And do you know actually pickling, the word baptize and baptismo comes from the word pickle. It comes from the word, what were we talking about the other day? Anyway, it's the pickling process. So that's what you go through when you're baptized, in not just in the name of Jesus Christ, but when you're baptized with the Holy Ghost. God pickles you. He turns you. You still look like a cucumber, but you being pickled. And you can't go back to a cucumber, but you still look like a cucumber. Do what, Brother Ray? Tickle instead of pickle. Good point. Y'all want to do this? I'll go sit down and let them out this. The Lord's blessing us this morning with something. We've been taught. That's correct. We've been taught by the best teacher in the message, I believe. So, no doubt about it in my mind. So, the Bible's been put together, and the prophet's message has been put together. There's really, a lot of people have questions about certain things. Well, one thing about Brother Dale, if he believes something, you're going to know what he believes, whether you believe it or not. You're going to know what he believes. So that's what I appreciate about him, that we don't have to, well, does he believe we're going to get, does he believe? No, he'll tell you what he believes. And he's preached it for 40-something years. What he's preaching now, like he said, he's been preaching since 1969, which is a lot better than some people in the message, I know. But, he got much more time. But does everybody understand about the body? And just remember one thing. This was born in sin, shaping in iniquity. This can't enter into the kingdom of heaven like it came from your mom and daddy. Because it's flesh. It's flesh and blood. It's human. It's natural. But it's okay to be that. That's the way God wanted it to be. Because I believe God was a human for eternity. Because if he was not a human and then he changed into a human, God changed. So God can't change. He always was a human being. He never was.
Like you said, he made man in his own image.
Well, sure. But now remember, listen to this though. If you caught what I was trying to preach in that Genesis 1:26 man, that Genesis 1:26 man was made in the image of God. But now that 2:7 man is made in the image of animal. You understand that? The Genesis 1:26 man was made in the image of God. But now when he put it in the 2:7 man, it just molded right in. You understand? Which was Adam. But that's animal flesh. Somebody had a question one time, and I'll just try to explain it without being, well, we don't have a lot of young people in here. But the reason we have sex organs. You say, well, God didn't want us to be born by sex. We weren't. The 1:26 man is born by the spoken word of God. But God created polywog, frog, cow, donkey, horse, mammal, lizards, whatever. And we're the highest form of creation. Brother Branham says this is animal flesh. Do you know what he said? So that's why we were created with the organs that we have. Because we came into this world as in creative evolution. Does everybody understand that? Right, we come in creative evolution. Then when God put that 1:26 man into the 2:7 man, there was a molded image of God called Adam. There wasn't nobody else. I mean, he had the rest of us. That's why Adam was given the ability to reproduce me and you. Not sexually. Brother Brown preached the spoken word is the original seed. The spoken word is the way we were to come. Adam was to speak. We were supposed to be humans. We were supposed to live on the earth. We were supposed to rule and reign on the earth. We were supposed to subdue it. We were supposed to multiply. We were supposed to replenish. We done been through all this, haven't we not? Right? But what Satan said is, okay, I can't get into the soul of man, but I can pervert him so much until then I can interject myself in by nature. So he takes a beast that has an organ. You got it? Because remember, Satan's not a man. Satan's a spirit. He's not a man. He doesn't have seed. He can't reproduce himself. That's why Satan is a bluff. He can't even reproduce himself. He perverts what God already made. So he takes Eve through the beast and perverts what God wants to be spoken. I'm sure the beast walks up to Eve and says, Eve, you're supposed to reproduce. God told you that. Because remember, Satan was standing there in Genesis 1:26. If you believe that or not, he was standing there because he was God's right-hand man. Remember, he created angels and Satan and the angels and then come down, let us make man in our own image, all right? So Satan was standing there, and Satan's like, multiply. The dogs and the cats are multiplying. The horses and the pigs are multiplying. All these people are multiplying. Even the beast was multiplying sexually because there's nothing wrong with them, right? They don't have to cover themselves up. The cows do their business out in the field, you know. You understand? There's no, we don't go, oh, they need to go in the bedroom. No, they don't do that. That's nature. That's natural. I mean, do we really? It's like Trudy said, if you live on a farm, you're going to know about the birds and the bees real quick. But remember that, you say, well, how do you know they were reproducing? Because if God killed a lamb, did he not? Bible says in Genesis, God killed a lamb, pulled the skins off, threw them to Adam and Eve, so it must have been two of them. And if it would have just been two left over, there'd have been no more lambs. So they were reproducing sexually. Okay, nature. They were reproducing sexually. So all Satan had to do was, it says, hey, I can get into that beast right there and I can talk to Eve. See, Satan's a great scientist. He understands the principles of life. That's what the prophet said. He understands what was the principles of life. This goes in this and creates this. That's the principles of life. So he says, hey, I can get in that beast because that beast doesn't have a soul. I can manipulate that creature because he can either coincide with the beast or the animal kingdom, or he can coincide with the human. They're so close. So Satan walks up to Eve and says, hey, you see those animals out there? They're reproducing. And inside the beast can say, look, I'm reproducing. What's your problem? I only see you and Adam. God told you to multiply. I heard him. And replenish the earth. And Eve gets in her mind. Remember Brother Brown said she tried to help God. Isn't that what he said? She tried to help God. Well, what was she doing? She was trying to fulfill that Genesis 1:26, but she was trying to do it carnally. Not by the word of God. Brother Brown said she got out from behind the word, right? Because the word would have told her, multiply and replenish like we are now by the spoken word of God, by the children of God being born by the breath of God, not through the loins of man, all right? So everybody understand we kind of had a little education class this morning, but is that all right? I mean, that kind of tells us where we're at and the things that we've done. And you know, you look in the Garden of Eden and, you know, there's one thing for sure. It wasn't an apple they ate. It was sex. Hello, world. I mean, if Darwin would have just looked in the Bible, he'd have found the missing link. The one that stood between monkey and man. Because genetically, somebody had to know that something was in there that could coincide either way. That's why everybody gets all weirded out in the world when you say it wasn't an apple, it was a beast. Well, the Bible calls it a beast. He was turned into a serpent so that he couldn't produce like that anymore. Actually, God just took that whole line and destroyed it off the face of the earth. So, what?
But when you look at the skunk and the bull,
Really? So you see there that when that man asked Brother Branham, said, "Well, where's the beast today?" He said, "God, help me. Well, what's in that serpent?" He just changed it so much to where man doesn't see any shoulders or anything like that. So man goes, "Eve ate an apple." Now, if Eve ate an apple and had to cover her private parts up, yeah, when we eat an apple, it's like Brother Ernie Villanueva said, why didn't God give them a glove and something to go over their mouth? But it wasn't that. Because remember, the first thing Adam said was, "We're naked." And God said, "Who told you that?" Because remember, they walked around naked the whole time and it didn't bother them. But my point is, too, is when we go back to the image of God, it's not sex anymore. It's going back to the spoken word of God. Just like I explained the other day, Daddy started with 15 people in 1971. Now we got almost 100, or a little more than 100, that go here. That is spiritual multiplication. That is the fulfillment of Genesis 1:26, to multiply and replenish the earth. See, you know what? God just took Satan's plan and said, "Okay, buddy, you may have stopped the Son of God from being born in a garden, but I'm going to bring him down into your Eden, and I'm going to raise them all up, and then we're going to destroy your kingdom." In the same thing that would destroy us if we'd let it. This. Because this will destroy you if you let it. Brother Daniel. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Right. Right. I assume he did, yes. I think we're... Maybe he was trying to tell them that the structure of man, which is bone and flesh, because blood's not a structure. You understand? The reason he was eating that and it didn't hit the floor, there was some structure there that was holding it together. You understand what I'm saying? Because remember, Brother Branham went across the curtain of time. Right. Brother Branham went across the curtain of time into that sixth dimension, and they didn't eat and drink over there. Why? They were not in their right condition. You say, "Boy, that's pretty right." Yeah, it is, but you know what? God wants them back here. This is where we have dominion. He wants us back here in our flesh bodies. All them people in the sixth dimension said, "We don't eat or drink here," right? We're waiting to come back there. Because remember, when the rapture takes place, they're going to be standing right here. In this dimension. Oh, absolutely. No doubt we will. Absolutely we will. Not to recreate cells or anything. We're going to do it because we want to. Hallelujah. And there's not going to be Weight Watchers and no cal. Yeah. Somebody ought to sing a song. There's no calories in glory. You had one more. We got to go real quick. That it? But yes, I believe we're coming back here to eat and drink and enjoy ourselves. Just like we enjoy ourselves now with all the sin gone. Amen? Kindergarten question. Huh? I believe Eve would have had every one of us. Could, would have just been a Genesis 1:26 one. She wouldn't have got tired. Yep, absolutely. Hey, Trudy, the first one would have been Jesus. He was the first fruit. Bless you, buddy. I'm holding this up or I'd have shook your whole hand. Huh? That's okay. No, I got it. I hear you, Bubba.